Hello, I'm back. It's Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. Good afternoon, everyone. It's Thursday, December 5th. I am four sessions into this new gig at KOWS. There have been a few glitches as I've gotten familiar with the technology and the necessary structure around what it takes for me to talk for 60 minutes every other Thursday. I have so much gratitude to my listeners near and far. Thank you for tuning in and for your feedback. Today, I want to talk about truth. Truth, honesty, authenticity, veracity, whatever you call it. But I mean it in both word and deed. When I started my wellness journey, I needed to talk myself into a few things. My buy-in strategy was extremely weak. I was used to saying what I wanted out of my body, my mind, and my spirit, but I did not have the strength or the determination to put my words into action. I identify as lazy. Let me be perfectly clear. My comfort zone is lethargy. I thrive in the nothingness. That is my pocket. It took a different level of commitment for me to get my booty into gear. I truthfully did not know if I could do it, much less sustain it. Thank you, Larry Carr. I have lived 62 years. From 0 to 15, I was living effortlessly. My body was strong. Anything I tried, I was successful at. I never worried about whether I could do anything. Now, where this bravado came from, I have no idea. My home life was chaos, and much of that was way out of my control. But I could swim, run, ride a bike, do cartwheels, dance, and float my way through anything. And I did so with much success. Once I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, I froze my physical progress. I suffered mentally, emotionally, and of course, physically. I made a revelation recently while I was sleeping / dreaming. You know that state of rest after you wake, but before you get up, that 20 to 25 minutes of dreamlike nirvana? Whoa. Just me? Okay. Well, anyways, I realized that the thing I loved most about being physically active was the practice. I loved practicing. For cheerleading, for swimming, for diving, for track. I loved being on a team. In synchronized swimming, it was all about the team. It was all about the togetherness. The concept that one person was nothing without the rest of the group, that was the vibe. I hated the competition. I don't like to compete. I'm not interested in winning, and I could care less if I lost. So, newsflash, that doesn't make me a great teammate. I just wanted to practice. I wanted to run the stadium stairs with my friends. I wanted to practice doing the splits with my friends. I just wanted to work on my front pike dive with my friends. I didn't like the track meets. I didn't like the swim meets. I didn't like the diving meets. Well, caveat, I liked going to the meets. I loved eating that Jell-O powder right out of the box with my finger and hanging out with the other swimmers and divers and runners and cheerleaders. I just didn't like being the focus. The comfort was in the group. When I was in my 40s, I joined a running group called No Boundaries. It met twice a week. And once a week, we had to do what's called an honor run, where we ran on our own. At the end of the 12 weeks, we were going to run a 5K with the entire group. My girls were young at this time, and my husband was very busy building his business. But I was part of something, and I believed in the group. I believed the group was counting on me to show up for the practices. So I moved heaven and earth to make that happen. Whether that meant I brought my daughters with me to Fleet Feet and had my husband meet me and pick them up, whatever it took, any number of things to make sure I showed up for that team. I want to shout out to Rhonda at Fleet Feet, who turned into my dear friend because of this running group. Love you, girl. So I think the whole concept of being part of something bigger than myself was a way for me to feel safe. There was no safety in my home. There was no safety net. Being alone was a recipe to be victimized. I realized in therapy that I craved this group dynamic because of how isolating abuse can be. And I have to tell myself the truth about that. Today, I'm strong enough to speak openly about the abuse, to give it voice, so that it has no power. And that's the only way to heal, whether it's an addiction, a behavior, or something that's being done to you. The only way to move on and heal the wounds and begin to live fully is to tell the truth. So in choosing my music for today's show, I went through my playlist and came up with some songs. And the first song that I'm going to play for you is by Adele. And it's called Easy on Me. And the reason I chose this song is because I know why she wrote it, what she was trying to emote and get through. And I know why I want to play it, because we have to take it easy on ourselves. So here's Easy on Me by Adele. Choose. okay. Everybody knows her voice is completely and totally perfect. And it's okay to go easy on yourself as you begin your wellness journey. It's part of it. I watch and listen to a few podcasters, and some of them are on TikTok. One of them is this guy named Michael Chernow, Chernow. Besides being a super hottie with the body, he's also a father, a husband, and a motivator. He shares lots of tidbits on his channel, and the other day he was talking about how he wakes up every day. It might sound airy-fairy, but I tried it, and it really does kick off your day in the most positive way. He opens his eyes and he smiles. A big, fat, intentional smile. Then he does a minute of gratitude. That can be listing gratitudes or just being grateful you opened your eyes. 1 minute. We can dedicate 1 minute to gratitude. Then get up out of the bed. I have a few more steps to my waking because I have to take off my eye mask before I can open my eyes. Then, before I can smile, I have to remove my mouth tape. After this, one of my gratitudes may well be that I didn't rip my lip off when I pulled off my mouth tape. Who needs lip waxing when you wear mouth tape? No one. Anyways, try it. The smile part seems weird at first, but it really does change something inside of you. This morning, when I did this ritual, I didn't have my mouth tape because I ran out. Don't know how I ran out, but I ran out. So my delivery arrives today and I can't wait because I slept two nights without mouth tape. And without asking my husband, I'm pretty sure I snored. But when I got out of bed and went into the bathroom and took out my night guards, because try to imagine how adorable I am, eye mask, mouth tape, night guards. I smiled in the mirror and I literally laughed out loud and said, "You look like a clown." And I think that's part of it. Like, I was happy when I woke up because I did this smile / gratitude thing. So give it a whirl. Another one of my favorites on TikTok and podcasters is Jay Shetty. And last week he was talking about how being happy or being miserable takes the same effort. Both things take work. So let's think about that for a second. I agree that happiness takes work, and I personally believe that happiness is a choice. In my experience, being miserable is 10 times more difficult. I used to challenge my daughters to put as much effort into being miserable. No, stop that. I didn't challenge them to do that. That would be a terrible parenting. I would challenge them to put as much effort into being happy as they put into being dissatisfied. And I'm sure to them, I sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher. And we all know what that sounds like. Wah, wah, wah. 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 That's what Charlie Brown's teacher sounds like. So, effort is necessary for any change. My advice, start small. So, last show, I didn't get to do my reading from my favorite book, which is called Be Here Now, Finding Peace and Joy in the Present Moment by Meredith Gaston Masnada. So I'm going to do two readings today, but they're pretty short, so I think we'll be able to get through it together. The first reading is called Little Beginnings. So here goes. From little things, big things grow. Yet, too often, we are looking for bigger, louder signs and markers of progress to validate and affirm us. In doing so, we overlook many special things, precious, subtle, and quite possibly very important little signs of our growth. In what can be a very impatient world, instant gratification can seem very appealing. The bigger the result and the faster we see it, the better. Yet, There is no substitute for sincere, concerted, and consistent personal effort, nor the intense pleasure and reward garnered through a true journey of learning and discovery. Indeed, the richness of any journey is as satisfying, if not more gratifying, than the destination. Progress savored little by little over time makes for results with enduring glow and shine. Every little beginning, every little sign of progress made is to be celebrated. As we journey on, we must take the time to see little things change and blossom, both within and around us. In doing so, we draw meaning, motivation, and perennial inspiration from the story of our own life. In the wonderful words of Mother Teresa, "Be faithful in small things, for it is not in them that your strength, for it is in them that your strength lies." Oh, geez, only Danny could mess up a Mother Teresa quote. Let's try that again. "Be faithful in small things, for it is in them that your strength lies." Amen, sister. That's funny because she's a sister. Get it? Okay. As I have said many times, this wellness journey of mine has been slow. It really started 2 years ago, but the biggest leaps of progress began to show up only recently. And the thing about progress is that it doesn't have a schedule, but it is predictable in that if you keep doing the thing, you will see the results. So, tell the truth. Are you putting in the effort? Live your truth. Do one thing every day, big or small. Stand in the truth of your wellness. Just smile upon waking and you can check the box. Insist on truth in your life. If the goal is weight loss, demand the most you can manage every day. If the goal is exercise, do something every day. Walk, run, stretch, dance, just move. Incremental change is still change. Measure your progress on Friday, not every hour or every day. You might have a hiccup. You might need to take a break. Do that, but don't lie about it. Say, "I didn't do it all this week. I wasn't feeling it, but I'm back to it." And then go back to it. All of these things that happen only happen because we put the effort in. And nothing happens if you don't tell the truth. So the next song is going to be a banger. It's by Miley Cyrus. It's called "We Can't Stop." And I remember when we were moving into our house and we were testing our sound system, the guys from Summit Electric were there and they were kind of testing the outdoor speakers. And I put this song on because it's in my playlist and I was singing and dancing around on the patio. And I said, oh my gosh, my daughters would be so embarrassed. They might have been, but the guys from Summit were like, no, they'll be proud of you because you're cool. So at least somebody thinks I'm cool. All right. So this is "We Can't Stop" by Miley Cyrus. And you know, she has the line in the song that says, "We run things, things don't run we." Yes, let's do that. Let's run some things. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw what we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love who we want. We can kiss who we want, we can scream who we want. Red cars and sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Let somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to go home, can I get a hell no? Cause we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight. Thank you.
we in a strip club. Remember, only God could judge ya. Forget the haters, cause somebody loves ya. And everyone in line in the bathroom, trying to get a line in the bathroom. We all so turned up here, getting turned up, yeah, 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 yeah.
So dancing with Molly, doing whatever we want. This is our house, this is our rules, and we can't stop. And we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who about that life? And we can't stop. And we won't stop. And we run things, things don't run. We don't take nothing.
We can do what we want to. It's our house, we can love who we want to. It's our song, we can sing if we want to. It's my mouth, I can say what I want to.
All dancing to that, it just makes you want to move your feet. Okay, I'm going to do a little business here. Please join us at the Altamont for Occidental Tree Lighting Ceremony tomorrow, Friday, December 6th at 5:30. The caroling with the Salmon Creek Student Choir and hot cocoa and cider begin at 6 o'clock. Snowy Santa sighting and tree lighting. Snowy Santa sighting and tree lighting. I like that. 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock, Community First Night Choir at the OAC, which is, I think, Occidental Community Association. Celebrate the season with your friends and neighbors at this local community event. Holiday cheer and surprises at local shops, restaurants, and pop-ups in downtown. Special treats and discounts at local businesses. Visit us at occidental-ca.org. Remember to shop local. So, who doesn't love a good tree lighting ceremony? Okay, so, as I said, I'm going to do two readings from my favorite book, Be Here Now, Finding Peace and Joy in the Present Moment. And this reading is called At the End of the Day. So let's get to it. I marked the page. Here we go. The sacred beginnings and endings of all our days, dusk and dawn, inspire our awe and call us inward, even if just for a moment. Taking a break to say, holy sunrise today. Did everyone see the sunrise? I was just in Mexico for Thanksgiving, and the sunrises there are breathtaking. And for some reason, I never see the sunrise in Santa Rosa. Maybe it's where my house is positioned. Maybe it's because I'm too lazy to put the shades up at 6:30 a.m. when I wake up. Maybe the sun's already up then. I don't know. But this morning, wow, so beautiful. I, like everyone else, posted pictures all over social media because it was such an event. Okay, back to the reading. As Buddha teaches, every morning we are born again. What we do today matters most. Similarly, each night, we are called to be born into the land of resting, sleeping, and dreaming, a universe equally as precious and potent as our waking life, a magical realm in which we are gifted with rich insights, answers, and visions of all kinds. The land of our dreams is a world into which we best move in a spirit of peace and harmony at the end of each day. The wonderful naturalist writer Ralph Waldo Emerson is often paraphrased thus: finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense. Before retiring at night, we may express our gratitude for all that we have and all that we are. Forgive those who need forgiving, including ourselves, and warmly welcome rest to embrace a new beginning come morning. Approaching each day with such freshness, wonder, and grace gives us lifetimes of fulfillment, joy, and inspiration. So, essentially, that's an instruction manual on how to kiss the day goodbye and prepare for your tomorrow. My sleep has been terrible lately. I don't know why, but my Aura ring is like when I wake up in the morning. Girl, you did not sleep well. But it's okay. You have another chance tomorrow. But it said that 3 days in a row, so I'm beginning to think it's the mouth tape. I'll report back in 2 weeks. Okay, a little more business. I'm going to read about one of our underwriters. Many Rivers Books and Teas. Cal's programming is underwritten by Many Rivers Books and Tea. Many Rivers specializes in tools for spiritual practice, including books, candles, and sacred art. They also carry fine loose leaf teas and teaware and host spiritual talks and classes. They are located at 130 South Main Street, Suite 101 in Sebastopol. They can be found online at manyriversbooks.com, or you can call them at 707-829-8871. I got to tell you, I love this part of my show. I love seeing who all the underwriters are and hearing about their business. And I've gotten some feedback from some of my listeners that, you know, there should be another way to do it. And there is, actually. Some of these are pre-recorded and you can just press a button. But I'm infatuated with my own voice, which is why I'm on the radio. So you're going to listen to me. Here's a public service announcement. The OCA hosts the West County Fiddle Workshop, led by David Pasco, and held every third Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Center. OCA, Occidental Community Association, is my guess. All stringed instruments and levels are welcome, but students should be comfortable enough on their instruments that they can learn phrases of a melody by ear. Gosh, I admire people who can learn phrases of a melody by ear. Find out more about the workshop by calling 707-874-9392 or visiting the OCA webpage, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Okay, so it's Occidental Center for the Arts. So I don't have to guess what it is. It literally told me. Okay. What's next? I have a few more songs that's going to move us towards truth and also shower us with beauty. Three songs are going to be played in the next, like, 12 minutes. I'm going to just play some music for 12 minutes. I have Twice as Hard by the Black Crowes, which is just, everything's twice as hard as it was the first time. Right? Am I right? And then Honesty by Billy Joel, because this is about truth, and truth requires honesty, and his voice is beautiful. And then I'm going to sing, but I'm not going to sing, because that would be the end of my radio career. I'm going to play the song Evergreen, which is by Barbra Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. It's a love theme from the 1976 movie A Star is Born, which, although I did see the Lady Gaga, Cutie Patootie, what's the boy's name? I forget. I can see his face. You know who he is, that guy. It's really good. But the original and this isn't even the original because the original had Judy Garland in it, but The Star is Born from 1976 with Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson changed my life. And I have the entire soundtrack that I play at random moments in my life. So you're going to hear Evergreen, and then I'll tell you a funny story about that song. So first, Twice as Hard by the Black Crowes. Get ready. Get set. I'm going to dial it in for us.
For tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. True. I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard. And mostly what I need from you. Again, I know. When I'm deep inside of me, don't be too concerned. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone. When I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so
ageless endeavor.
Okay, I didn't hear Kris Kristofferson at all in that rendition, which is so interesting, because I remember him singing it in the movie. Anyways, I remembered Bradley Cooper was the one with Lady Gaga, so I haven't gone completely crazy. So in eighth grade, in choir, we sang that song, Evergreen, for a concert. It was the Christmas concert. Is this a Christmas song? Because it's called Evergreen? I don't know. That's a little curious behavior in Ohio in the 70s, but Mary Miller was a trendsetter. In the ninth grade, we had a cheerleading routine to the song by Foreigner, Feels Like the First Time, and I know damn well that wasn't appropriate, but there you go. Ohio was on the cutting edge back then. And I'm not going to play Feels Like the First Time unless I have time at the end of the show. Okay, this much I know is true. I am only accountable to myself. If I put my head on the pillow at night and can honestly say that I did my best today, then I'm good. That doesn't happen every day. Circle back to my opening of today's show. Remember, I'm lazy. I started overscheduling myself as a way to maintain my forward momentum, but that strategy backfires on me all the time. And then I have to forgive myself and start over. Today, for example, I was a little overscheduled and I told my first appointment, I said, I'm the hot mess express. So let's get this cracking because I got to get to the gym. So the ability to grant and receive grace is a cornerstone to success in your wellness journey. I give myself grace all the time and I offer you grace as well. If you start the journey to make a change, you're going to eat better, sleep better, drink less alcohol, say less bad words, whatever it is, I'm going to give you grace. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to pull off my eye mask, open my eyes, pull off my mouth tape, and smile an enormous smile. I'm going to smile even brighter knowing you guys are joining me. Tomorrow, I'm also going to go on a walk with my friend Trish because I haven't seen her in a few weeks because Thanksgiving and different things. We're going to do our 3.5 mile loop on Channel Drive. And I'm going to drop that in my wellness bucket for the day. So what are you going to do? Whatever it is, I wish you well. I have another song I'm going to play. It's called Lover by Taylor Swift. I think it's a Christmas song. She does talk about Christmas lights. So let's play that. And then I have a little diatribe that I like to go on about Thanksgiving. Because who doesn't love a good diatribe?
Leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place, we made the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go? Let our friends crash in the living room. This is our place, we make the call. And I'm highly suspicious that everyone who sees you wants you.
summers now, honey, but I want them all.
Okay, thank you, Taylor. We love you. Okay, so Thanksgiving. I know that it was rough for some of us. I bet the holidays in general are difficult for so many. And I really do have empathy for that. I was watching Bill Maher. I know. I said I wasn't watching any commentary to protect my mental health, but it was the season finale, so I had to watch. He was talking about the intolerance and vitriol that inevitably finds its way to our tables when family gathers post-election. And he made a joke about, instead of saying what you're thankful for, maybe just list all the stuff you hate. He was joking, but I thought it was a great idea. And we actually did this at our Thanksgiving table this year, and it was brilliant. One person said they hated fire, liars, and French bulldogs. No offense to any French bulldog owners. That was her list. Anyways, I heard lots of hateable things, and I agreed with pretty much all of them. Personally, I said I hated how that now that my girls are grown, I'm no longer singularly tasked with making sure they are happy. I love that job. And I think I was really good at it, but should we call them and ask them how I did? No, I'm not going to do that. But I am back on the radio December 19th, and I'm having my oldest daughter, Grace, as my guest, because the topic on that day is going to be anxiety. And we're going to talk about anxiety and her personal mental health journey, which we will use as an inspirational message to any and everyone who suffers from anxiety, depression, identity issues, food issues, exercise issues, any and all kinds of issues, and what she did and how she copes and how she got to where she is today, because her message is one that she's willing to share and one that I think is important to hear about. As for how my other daughter feels about the job I did, making sure that she was always happy and how it's not my job anymore, she probably thinks I did an amazing job and wishes I would keep doing it, because life is tough when you're a grown-up. Managing a life is hard work, but I'm always a mom, and she still gets the benefit of my incredible wisdom, my part-time codependency, and my butinskiness. That's my word. Don't try to steal it. It's like how you butt in on everything. Butinskiness. I coined it. It's my phrase. But anyways, so this is Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. We are on KOWS LP 92.5 FM in Occidental, California, and streaming on the web at kowsfm.com. And darn it, I have time left over, so I'm going to have to play my song that I said I would play if I had time, and I like to tell the truth, which is Feels Like the First Time. I don't even know if it's on my playlist, but you can find any song you want if you look for it. So, Feels Like the First Time by Foreigner is a highly inappropriate song for ninth grade cheerleaders to be doing a cheerleading routine to. But we did it, and now you have to hear it and think about ninth grade cheerleaders. Or don't, because that's totally freaking inappropriate. Okay, forget what I said. Let's live our best life. Ready, set, here we go. I just don't know what to say about all that. But I hope that Susan Debbie, Julie, Janelle, and Cheryl were dancing around their kitchen somewhere doing all the, you know, movements that we had to that song. I know I wasn't. There's a thing here at KOWS where we promote other people's shows. So I'm going to read about one of the other shows that are on the air because you never know. You guys might want to listen to this show. Please tune in to Dig Music Experience every second and fourth Monday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, former record store owner Mike Rumbanez. Mike, don't be mad at me. I'm trying. You'll hear new releases blended with a deep catalog of many genres, including alternative indie rock, R&B blues, Americana, reggae, tasty rock and roll jams, and some interesting surprises along the way. Mike's show includes extraordinary vocalists and unique songwriters. The show is reflective, hard-hitting, dreamy, groovy, funky, psychedelic, and rockin'. No limits. Join Mike for the Dig Music Experience every second and fourth Monday, 3 to 5 p.m., on the radio at 92.5 FM or streaming at KOWS FM. Free speech, no bull, community radio. This has been Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham, and I'll see you on December 19th on the radio with my special guest, Grace Stockham, as we talk about anxiety and another part of our personal wellness journey, which is taking care of our mental health. So you'll get to meet my daughter, and it'll take away from all of this talking that I do, if that's not your vibe. But how could it not be your vibe? Come on, people. Okay, go to the tree lighting tonight in Occidental. I think it's going to be amazing. And